Cult Posse.
I could stay awake.
For years, the feculent feats of Fetid Records have continued to amass assortments of aromatic anthems to obliterate your olfactory organs. And like the halitotic heaps in a hoarder's home, you too can be surrounded by sedentary layers of timeless stench with, that's what I call stink, 20 years of chart-topping shame. This uber treasure trove of toxic tunes and tasteless tracks contains every stink compilation from the past two decades, all in one exciting, eye-watering effluvium. Begin your journey through the nauseating nebula of noxiousness with the first of three anthologies, Layer 1. Stage dive into the source of the stench with the hairspray-infused horror of Stink Rock. Then downshift with the putrescent power ballads of Stink Rock 2. But now you got to fly. Pull the plug for the pathetic pluckings of Acoustic Stink.
More than words to show you feel. That's your
take a long listen to the luscious licks of Porn Rock. And finish with the fricasseed flatulence of Southern Fried Stink.
Ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that smell? But I know.
After you've convulsed and gagged through the first round of redolence, grab the gas mask and charge into the Szechuan haze of Layer 2. Don the dresses and dance shoes for the matrimonial miasma of Wedding Stink. Grab the gossip rag to wipe away the star-studded stain of Celebrity Stink. Uncap the chapstick for the fraudulent pheromones of Lip Stink.
Girl, you know it's true.
And relive rounding the bases at Riverside Park with Love Stink.
When a man loves a woman.
As the air starts to solidify, find the plunger and unplug your speakers for one final push through Layer 3. Root through the recycled, refunded retching of Rip-Off Stink.
While we were trying different things, we were smoking.
Cringe at the cloying, computer-composed compost of Auto-Tune Stink. And finally, unique to this already incredible offer is the brand new intoxicating installment of athletically themed atrophy called Jock Stink.
Y'all ready for this?
A backlog of bleacher busting blather that will leave a mark even OxyClean can't tackle. With such a massive malodorous mound of miscellaneous melodies all in one place, how could anyone ignore the sheer atrocity? But if you're still not convinced, just listen to these longtime fans.
I didn't catch any balls, but I'll be sure to catch a copy of Now That's What I Call Stink.
I'm so glad they're releasing all the stink music as one big set, because my original albums disintegrated months ago.
Now That's What I Call Stink will be the perfect ambiance for my 20-year taxidermy school reunion.
If I could turn back time.
For the cost of an inflation-adjusted personal seat license at a taxpayer-funded, yet-to-be-built sports facility, you too can own this limited edition copy of Now That's What I Call Stink, 20 years of chart-topping shame, on 120 vinyl 45s or 24 8-track cassettes. Please send credit references to 4 Far From Poopin' Road, Canton, Ohio, 69420. Don't delay. This is your last chance to own Fetid Records' full stink catalog before it's forever condemned to the great Pacific garbage pile and set adrift into infamy. Now that's what I call stink. 20 years of chart-topping shame. We guarantee you'll never smell a grotesquely gaseous gathering quite like this ever again. Maybe.